What I'd like to share today is something I've done about love. And first of all, I want to say how last night I went to Nottingham to see Daniel graduate, and just how wonderful it, just what an inspiring night it was. To see a room like that full of love, seeing pictures of, picture these young lads and girls, the pictures of them, they look near death, some of them. And they're there shouting and praising God. And each one of them, they're saying how all the stories, drugs, alcohol, and then each one of them reached out to God and said, I need you. Mm. And God loves them.
Yeah.
Whatever they've done, he loves them. And this is what reaching out to God is, in his love, because it's unconditional. Whatever you've done, whatever you're doing, he wants you to reach out to him. Because when you are weak, you are strong in him.
Amen.
And you have to understand what that means. Anyway, I've started it off by, Christ died for us. He did not wait for us to deserve his love. He loves us unconditionally. Now, this is hard to comprehend. We have been accustomed to having to earn everything in life. And what I'd like to read is something from, it's the Contemporary Version Bible, and it's Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 10. This is, he's saying this to us all. In the past, you were dead, because you sinned and fought against God. You followed the ways of this world and obeyed the devil. He rules the world, and his spirit has power over everyone who doesn't obey God. Once we were ruled by the selfish desires of our bodies and minds, we had made God angry, and we were going to be punished like everyone else. But God was merciful.
Amen.
We were dead because of our sins, but God loved us so much that he made us alive with Christ, and God's wonderful kindness is what saves you. God raised us from death to life with Jesus Christ, and he has given us a place beside Christ in heaven.
Amen.
God did this so that in the future world he could show how truly good and kind he is to us. Because of what Jesus Christ has done, you were saved by faith in God, who treats us much more than we deserve. This is God's gift to you, and not anything you have done on your own. It isn't something you have earned, so there is nothing you can boast about. God planned it for us to do good things and to live as he has always wanted us to live. That's why he sent Jesus Christ to make us what we are. I think that's wonderful. Real love must give of itself. It can never be satisfied to do anything less. What draws us to God? It's his unconditional love. He wants us to love people in the same way that he would do it. God doing this in his name is what draws people in the world to him. God instructed Joyce and Dave Meyer to care for her dad. Now, this was after years of abuse that her dad had given her. She did as God instructed her, even though he certainly did not deserve it, and she didn't want to do it. She didn't want to care for him. What she had to do is love him with God's love and not her own human strength. By showing her father the unconditional love of God, it softened her father's heart, and he received Jesus as her saviour. Human love finds it impossible to love unconditionally, but we as believers have to have the love of God, and we can let it flow freely without conditions. Man's love fails. God's love doesn't. Man's love comes to an end. God's love doesn't.
Amen.
The true love of God doesn't depend on feelings. It is based on a decision. And they don't have to deserve it. Don't you think that the less they deserve it, the more beautiful and impacting and empowering it is?
Yeah.
Whatever we do, it'll love us.
Yeah.
Human love is based on feelings. We love them because they have been good to us. They helped us. They made us feel good about ourselves. Or they make our lives easier. So we say we love them. Or we love them because they want them to love us. This kind of love comes and goes. It is hot and then cold. Many marriages and personal relationships are based on this kind of love.
Yeah.
God's love is totally different. It is based on God himself. When a person comes, a born-again Christian, God gives us the Holy Spirit, which fills our hearts with love. He expects us to be his representatives on earth. We are equipped with the love we now have in our heart, the Holy Spirit. We cannot grasp the kind of love, God's kind of love, in our mind. It is a matter of the heart. It seemed quite unreasonable for God to ask Joyce to care for her father. But love can appear to be unreasonable. There is no reason for God to love us while we are sinning and totally ignoring him. But he does. Now, what motivates you? I'd like to ask each and every one of you, what motivates you? What are your motives? Is it love? Love is important to God. And I'm going to end with this, a little prayer. I pray with all of my heart that these words leap into all your hearts, and people who cannot be here, and anybody who wants to listen to it, how important love is, because last night the room was full of love in that room, and I wouldn't have missed it for anything to see Daniel like that. And he was so pleased that we were there. He absolutely saying he loves us and we're his family, and I just think it's wonderful. I don't want any more love than I want God's love, and that's it.
Amen.
And that's where I'll end it. Amen.